This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Grim news coming out of China after updated reporting of coronavirus deaths and infections. Reuters' Libby Hogan.
The coronavirus death toll in China dramatically spiked on Thursday. It was all the more striking after Wednesday, when China reported its lowest number of new cases in weeks. Thursday's numbers brings the total deaths in Hubei province alone to over 1,300. The confirmed new cases also jumped by almost 15,000, bringing the total to 48,000. The World Health Organization sent a team to China this week. The head of the emergency program warned, quote, "It's too early to predict if this is the beginning, middle, or end of the epidemic."
That is Reuters' Libby Hogan reporting. And AP's Jackie Quinn tells us that a second person who was evacuated from China because of the coronavirus has now tested positive for the disease in Southern California.
The Centers for Disease Control says this isn't surprising that another evacuee flown to Marine Corps Air Station Miramar from Wuhan, China, has tested positive for coronavirus.
Most of the disease is in China. However, we can and should be prepared for this new virus to gain a foothold in the U.S.
Dr. Nancy Messonnier says this patient is now in isolation at a San Diego hospital, as is a woman who was mistakenly released but had to return after testing found her positive. Hundreds of people, including State Department families, are in quarantine at military bases in California, Texas, and Nebraska. And by the way, for people who are out in search of a face mask,
CDC does not currently recommend the use of face masks for the general public. This virus is not spreading in the community.
Admitting, though, that could change. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. A bipartisan measure limiting President Trump's authority to launch military operations against Iran is moving toward approval in the U.S. Senate. The resolution authored by Democratic Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia asserts that Mr. Trump must win approval from Congress before engaging in further military action against Iran. Eight Republicans sided with Democrats Wednesday on a procedural motion to force a vote on the issue as soon as Thursday. Mr. Trump Wednesday urged the Senate to reject the legislation, saying it was crucial to the country's security to not limit his war-making power. President Trump praises Attorney General William Barr for withdrawing the sentence recommendation for a convicted Trump confidant. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
President Trump says Attorney General William Barr and others at the Justice Department were right to pull back the 7 to 9 year sentence recommendation for Trump's good friend, Roger Stone.
You have murderers and drug addicts. They don't get 9 years. 9 years for doing something that nobody even can define what he did.
Stone was found guilty of lying to Congress, obstructing Congress, and witness tampering. In protest, the four prosecutors resigned from the case. One also quit the Justice Department. Barr has agreed to testify before the House Judiciary Committee March 31st after Democrats on the panel questioned if he has misused the criminal justice system for political purposes. Tim McGuire, Washington.
NATO has agreed in principle to take over some of the training activities carried out by the U.S.-led coalition against the Islamic State terror group. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the alliance's role would consist of handling some of the coalition's current training activities.
In the first instance, this will consist of taking on some of the global coalition's current training activities. Ministers also agreed to explore what more we can do beyond this first step.
And the move is a direct response to demands from the Trump administration for European allies to do more in the Middle East. The United States is hoping NATO partners will send out additional forces to Iraq to allow some American forces to pull out. The Iowa Democratic Party chairman has resigned after caucus chaos.
Troy Price has resigned as chairman of the Iowa Democratic Party in the wake of the caucus process meltdown that included delays in reporting results, inconsistencies in numbers, and no clear winner. Price announced his resignation in a letter that says, in part, "The fact is that Democrats deserve better than what happened on caucus night." The Iowa caucuses were held on February 3rd, but it wasn't until February 6th that the state Democratic Party issued what it said were complete results. However, based on the information available, the Associated Press said it was unable to declare a winner. The campaigns of Democratic presidential candidates Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders both requested a partial recantment.
That's Mike Rossi. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.